From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The Ann Arbor boys basketball team won their eighth game in a row last night as they beat Alta Vista 84-72. With the win, the Wildcats improved to 13-4 overall and 5-2 in the Dogwood District. The Tunstall boys basketball team beat Bassett in overtime last night 65-64. Corey Zelinski led the way for the Trojans with 16 points, while Ian Yates added 12 points. Tunstall is now 7-14 overall and 6-4 in the Piedmont District with the win. The Tunstall girls also picked up a win over Bassett 39-32. Summer Flores led the way for the Trojans as she finished with 20 points. With the win, the Tunstall girls are now 7-11 overall and 3-7 in the district. Also, the Chatham boys basketball team handled William Campbell last night 74-24. The Cavaliers have now won two games in a row to improve to 8-9 overall and 6-1 in the Dogwood District. College basketball action last night. Number 14 Kentucky fell to 25th-ranked Ole Miss 98-84, and number 12 St. John's beat 11th-ranked Marquette in New York City 70-64. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 112-105. The Celtics had five players score in double figures, with Jason Tatum leading the way with 22 points and 7 assists. The Philadelphia 76ers beat the Dallas Mavericks 118-116. Tyrese Maxey had a monster game with 33 points and 13 assists in the win, and the New York Knicks beat the Toronto Raptors 121-115. Karl-Anthony Towns finished with 27 points and 20 rebounds in the win. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.